miss the good old days? Then head to the Retro Store. Where nostalgia is always in stock. We've got Rubik's Cubes, Light Brights, Cabbage Patch Kids, Walkmans, iPods, Nintendo consoles, Atari, even Crystal Pepsi. And enough neon windbreakers to blind a DeLorean driver.
The Retro Store, actually called Goodwill.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
Do you know what time it is?
Do you know what time it is?
It's time to celebrate National Spinach Day.
It is March 26th. It is National Spinach Day.
Eat your spinach.
Oh, spinach!
National Spinach Day.
I got this can of spinach.
Dude, is this spinach?
You're supposed to eat the spinach.
I'm strong to the spinach because I eat the spinach.
Three, two, one. It's showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com, also on the Alexa. How does that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And... she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's really, really easy. What's even easier is finding our podcast on the Alexa. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. And you can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts. And if all else fails, or just go here first to radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to the podcasts, our virtual time machine. We repack every live show into a full-length podcast, and that usually drops around noon or so, and you can go back and listen to all of our shows since we started repacking as a podcast. That's years and years and years of content. It'll take you a long time. You can even watch the show on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All right, coming up, it's the Wednesday edition of the program. We've got Way Wednesday. We've got the folks from United Way of Central Virginia are coming in to talk about the 5K on the runway. That's coming up rapidly. We're going to tell you about that. Plus, of course, we got your five random facts and your stupid criminals and all that kind of stuff. Spring cleaning time. We've got seven things that guests notice that make your place seem gross. I said make your place seem gross.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. So we'll talk about that, plus our top list today, top spring cleaning tips. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
And now, a woman thinking about spring cleaning.
If one more idiot says spring means spring cleaning, I'll slap them with my Swiffer. It's finally warm outside and I'm supposed to stay inside to dust? Besides, the kids are home for spring break. I clean up the Legos and they dump them right back on the floor. Why can't they spend all day on their phones like normal kids? So, yeah, I'll take a pass on cleaning this spring. Sorry, soap scum remover that gives me that slightly awesome contact high. I won't need you till summer. Oh, but wait, the kids are home even longer then. Fine, I won't clean at all and never invite anyone over. Problem solved.
And that was a woman thinking about spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm. The Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us, and it is. It's a beautiful, beautiful spring day. So I have this for you. Here's a head start on your spring cleaning checklist. Somebody asked Reddit to name the top things guests notice that can make your place seem gross. I said it can make your place seem gross.
I think I may need a kidney transplant. Yeah,
exactly. Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. The smell. Taking the trash out before guests show up is always a good call. Also, the kitty litter box. If you have a cat, you personally may become, what's that commercial call it? Nose blind? Yeah, you might, you know, just kind of get used to the smell. Even if it's not, even if, like, it's a day or two, you know, and there's just this touch of scent. Other people that may not be familiar with your house, people that are new to you, they probably will smell it. So if you're going to have guests over, you may want to change the litter box as well. Try putting out an air freshener by your front door. Or lighting a candle. It makes a good first impression because it hits their nose as soon as they walk in. Dirty floors. If you've got crumbs, grime, or lots of pet hair all over the place, you probably don't clean a lot. And sticky floors. Sticky floors are the worst.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
No, not that way. Dust, especially in spots that are easy to clean. If everything's dusty, it means you tidy up but haven't deep cleaned in a while. Old food in the refrigerator, especially if they open it, there's going to be a smell. Your whole place could be spotless and you'll still seem a little disgusting. Dirty dishes. You can get away with it if it looks like you haven't cleaned up from breakfast, but a full sink of dirty dishes is way too much. Doorknobs and light switches. This is one area that a lot of people don't pay close attention to. They're touched a lot, so the area around them can start looking gross. You're there every single day. You might not even notice it. And then, of course, number one is the bathroom. They'll look around while they're sitting there, and they will judge you. Toothpaste splatter on the mirror is also a big one. Other types of splatter in the bowl.
It's like I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, yeah. You may want to if that happened
in the buttocks.
No, out of and yeah. So you may want to do a little bit of a better clean on that if you're going to have guests. All right. So that brings us to our top list. It's spring, and you know what that means. Well, other than co-eds vomiting all over Daytona Beach. That's right. Spring cleaning. So enjoy today's list. It's our top list today. Top spring cleaning tips. All right. Here we go. Number one. The best way to clean the blinds is with a rag. The worst is with your tongue. top spring cleaning tips. A lemon helps remove difficult stains like coffee and smells, or like Post Malone. Top spring cleaning tips. If you rinse your vacuum's filter, it will suck as much as the new Snow White. Top spring cleaning tips. Don't waste a lot of time cleaning the toilet, no matter how good of a job you do. Your family will crap all over it. Top spring cleaning tips. Goodwill is a great place to drop off things you no longer want, like clothes, dishware, or your middle child. top spring cleaning tips. If your shower curtain is old and mildewy, replace it with a new one. Same goes for your spouse. Sorry. Top spring cleaning tips. It's too late. Here we go. Take two. Top spring cleaning tips. It's too late to clean your microwave. Just wrap it up in crime scene tape. Crime scene. Take three. It's too late to clean your microwave. Just wrap it in crime scene tape. Hey, writers, that should have been, if it's too late to clean your microwave, or if your microwave is too far gone, just wrap it in crime scene tape. I think that way is better. Anyway, all right, take three. Top spring cleaning tips. The best way to clean an area rug is to beat it off. You went there, not me.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. Top spring cleaning tips. Remember, if you hate cleaning, anyone who worked for the federal government a month ago will happily do it for you for $5 an hour. No, come on. It is the Mike Show. Come on. Coming up. Prompter. Coming up. We have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is Manatee Appreciation Day. So let's give it up for Andy Reid. Steven Tyler turned 77 today. His birthday wish is to be a dude that doesn't look like an old lady. A United Airlines flight from L.A. to China had to turn around because one of the pilots forgot his passport. Not to be confused with a Southwest flight from Burbank that had to turn around because the pilot forgot his flask of Jameson. Saturn's rings have disappeared. You know crime is out of control when even planets can't hold on to their jewelry. And a perfectly round egg auctioned for $500. In other words, some dummy got scammed into overpaying for a golf ball. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition of the program. Taking a look at the tower cam position number 4, looking at the river. You can check that out on our Facebook page if you're listening, at the Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces on Facebook. All right, what year is it? Is this a way back Wednesday story? This is recent? Okay, Napster was sold for $207. No, wait. No, that sounds about right, but then read the next word. Napster, which launched in 1999, just sold for $207 million. It is 2025. We didn't go back in time. We didn't hop in a time machine. This is wild. I didn't even know it was still around. I mean, okay. So, is it like Spotify or Apple Music? But not as popular. Okay. Their big selling point is the audio is less compressed. Oh, okay. So people who want good quality sound prefer Napster. All right. A metaverse company called Infinite Reality just bought it. They say they plan to transform Napster into a social and interactive music platform. Like virtual concerts? Huh. Interesting. Okay, you'll buy tickets like normal, and you'll use a VR headset to watch artists perform in more intimate settings. I bet I'd still end up with crappy seats. All right, here's a quote. Imagine stepping into a virtual venue to watch an exclusive show with your friends or chat with your favorite artist in their own virtual hangout. They say you'll even be able to buy merch in there. Napster was a hit with college kids when it launched in 1999. I remember Napster. I mean, back in the day, and no, Napster was not. We never ever thought that it would replace over-the-air radio or anything like that. It was just a great place. You could download you could rip music. Okay, you could download it for free. It eventually got shut down. Now, it started in 1999. It eventually got shut down in 2001. Then it was relaunched as a paid service, and it went bankrupt. Best Buy bought it. I didn't realize this. Best Buy bought it in 2008, and it's been sold a few more times since then. So this isn't new territory. It's like an old relic of the early internet that just refuses to die. And it's somehow still worth $200 million. I mean, $207 million. So, wow. 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 All right. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart. Speaking of wow, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts.
Wow.
Yeah. We've got Audio Vault coming up after that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The weather is heating up, which means that baseball season is as well. Join the Lynchburg Hillcats on Tuesday, April 8th for our opening day extravaganza as the team kicks off the 2025 campaign against the visiting Kannapolis Cannonballers. Gates will open an hour before first pitch, and the fun will continue all night long. Tickets are on sale now, so get yours today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. It has been exactly 1 year since the Dolly container ship crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore after losing power. The Dolly is almost 1,000 feet long, which makes it just as long as the Eiffel Tower is tall. Number two, it is illegal to own more than 6 sex toys in Texas.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Oh, that was terrible. The entire original Nintendo game Super Mario Brothers is on a 32 kilobit cartridge. That means the file size of the game is probably around a third of the file size of one photo today. That's interesting. One photo. Number four. No basketball movie has ever made $100 million at the domestic box office. The closest is Space Jam, which made $90 million. White Men Can't Jump is second at $76 million. And then number five. The map of the fictional city of Pawnee, Indiana, on Parks and Recreation is a map of Christchurch, New Zealand. They just changed the name, and those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
Facts.
Yep. The Mike Show. It is the Wednesday edition of the program. So happy you could join us. I want to make mention of this. Let me bring up the graphic. Of course, you know, I could have had this planned already. I don't know. What fun would that be? You just want to spend more time with me. Coming up, now we had, by the way, we had an incredible, incredible night yesterday at Three Roads Brewing in Farmville for the Noteworthy Music Challenge. It was stop number three. This was the preliminary round. It was the qualifying round, and we had an incredible time. Taya in Lynchburg. We had one round in Lynchburg. We had one round at Ballad Brewing in Danville, and we had one round in Farmville last night. Taya from Lynchburg was our first place contestant, and she will be joining all the other contestants on April the 4th. But we've got a mic'd up pop-up concert this Thursday from 5 until 7 with Taya. It's a sneak peek. If you didn't get to see Taya at the Noteworthy Music Challenge, and if you haven't seen her perform at all, really owe it to yourself to come out and hang out with us on Thursday. We're going to be broadcasting live and on location from Three Roads in Lynchburg. Now, getting back to the Noteworthy Music Challenge, let me find that. Find that graphic here, and there we go. All right, so the finale round for the Noteworthy Music Challenge is coming up, and that's going to take place on Friday, April the 4th, from 6 to 9 p.m. We had, like I mentioned, we had yesterday, we selected the top three contestants from the Farmville area, from our Farmville store
from Three Roads. I thought I had the names.
Let me get the names. Is this it? Is this the no? This is David Hotz, but very, very important information because David Hott was our number one contestant. Who was this? Oh, Chaz. Chaz was our number two, and Campfire Lane was our number three. And we'll post all that information. We'll actually have full names and stuff rather than just handwritten notes. But anyway, we selected three. We had an incredible turnout, by the way, at Three Roads Brewing in Farmville. I actually stayed over last night in Farmville. It was just fantastic. Had a great night. Big, big turnout. Lots of incredible talent. And I also really want to thank John Spangler so much for literally letting us crash his open mic last night and helping me host. He was my co-host for the Noteworthy Music Challenge. We had Misty or Christy Mayberry, and she's one of our celebrity judges. She's going to be one of our celebrity judges for the finale round as well. She was there last night. Bree from the Lynchburg Tap Room was also one of our judges. And, of course, Josh from Noteworthy Music, he was one of our judges and just had an incredible time. The celebrity judges for the April 4th finale round will include, of course, Christy Mayberry, Tony Kam, Melissa Roach Stevens, and Van Holten. They're going to be joining us on Friday, April 4th, as will three contestants from Lynchburg, the three contestants from Danville, and the three contestants from Farmville. They're all going to be joining us, and one lucky winner will be the Noteworthy Challenge winner. They will receive studio time at Noteworthy Music Studios. They'll receive mentoring, and they'll also, once their music is played, once their music's recorded, rather, they will get airplay right here on Radio 434 in a regular rotation. So very, very exciting. It went off really, really well, and I really appreciate everybody that came out to Three Roads in Farmville last night. Just great time, and thank you so much for joining us. And don't forget to join us this Thursday for the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series with Taya. All right. On the way, we have your audio vault. We'll get to that in just a few. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition of the program. That means it's Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. We have in studio Chris, as always.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. And gracing us with her presence, the wonderful Tabitha Abbott.
Hello.
Tab, tell the folks, what is your involvement with the United Way 5K on the runway?
Sure. So this is our fifth annual 5K on the runway. I have been back with United Way for the past 3 years planning it. And we're actually really proud, I think, of what this event does for United Way. It has increased in runners by 100 over the past 3 years. So when a lot of us started working there, it was at 300. Now it's going to be at a 600 cap this year for the first time.
Nice.
We've also invited spectators. Last year we had about 100. So I think we're at around 70 or so right now. But we do allow people to come now and watch their loved ones run, which is new and different. And this year, we're just really focusing on everything people really love about being at the airport. I think people run this race for several reasons. It's part of the Lynchburg Road Runners race series, mm-hmm. which a lot of people sign up for and complete all of those. I also hear from runners that it is a nice flat course, which in Lynchburg, Virginia, the city of Seven Hills, it is like it's it.
Yeah.
So I'm sure on most of the other races, this is the flattest, which is wonderful. And then the other piece is that it's at the airport. We're really fortunate that the Lynchburg Regional Airport is a partner with this particular event. This event was actually incepted by Robin Steckley. She was the former development director at United Way, and she was a runner, but she also had seen this happen in another state and brought the idea to the airport. She actually had to do quite a bit of work in convincing to the airport to get them to be on board, but now that they are, they're a stellar partner. This is their fifth year with us. They also are the sponsor for our medals for the race, so all of the medals are provided by the airport as well.
Nice.
And Cedric, who is the airport director, has always been with the race, but now he's the actual director of the airport. But he also just really helps us a lot, too. They do giveaways for our race bags. Mm-hmm. And they really help us, you know, make sure that we have what we need when we're there to make this special. The other thing that's kind of exciting this year is that Bon Air, which is a hangar that is about two hangars up from the Banker Aviation hangar, which is where our start-finish line is. Mm-hmm. They are participating this year as well, and they're providing a plane and pilots and just, you know, all things aviation so that we can continue to excite people about what they want to come to the airport for.
No, it's really, really cool. And this is the fifth year?
This is the fifth year.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
And it's grown year after year after year. And as Tab mentioned, this is literally, and we've talked about this before, this is literally the only flat race, the flattest. I mean, it is level flat. If you took a level out, not a half a bubble off Plum, it is level, because that's the way airports need to be. You get to run on the taxiway. You get to experience everything out at the runway. And how often would you get to do that without being chased by security? Right?
Virtually never.
Virtually never.
Once a year.
Well, Chris, tell us what fundraisers like this do for the United Way, and where does the money go, and who all do you help?
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, there's a ton of 5Ks and other such events throughout the region, and this is a way to have fun while you're doing good in the community. United Way is an organization that runs an annual campaign to support local nonprofits. We are a, what I always like to say, a national brand, but a local organization.
Okay.
So, effectively raising money to support 34 programs at 24 different local nonprofits. And when I say local, I mean Lynchburg, and I mean the four surrounding counties, Amherst, Appomattox, Bedford, and Campbell counties. In that area, these programs that we're funding, these are helping one in every six residents in that area.
Wow.
It's really impactful stuff. It's really significant. And you can play a part in that by having fun, by coming down and running in this 5K on the runway of Lynchburg Airport. It's really something special. Before we even get to the runner signups, we've already raised over $22,000 from our sponsors.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic.
Congratulations.
Huge sponsor support. First and foremost, of course, I'd like to say thank you to Lynchburg Airport for their wonderful work as being a partner there. They are, as Tabitha mentioned, our medal sponsor, but also, of course, are making it possible for this event to occur at all. But and then, of course, we have our first class sponsors, two really, really big sponsors of this event, Centra Health and US Pipe. Both of those are coming in at a really strong level. But of course, we do also have support from some other big names here in town. Genworth, BWXT, Wall Construction is going to be support funding our awards that we have for the race for our top finishers. And then, of course, some others like Piedmont Air, RSNH, Orthodontic Arts, and ProTech Fire Services. These are all our sponsors who are really making this be an event that does more than just have fun. It is an event that is supporting the community, and they're making that happen, and it's really wonderful stuff.
It's very cool. One other unique aspect of this race, it's not in the morning. It's in the evening.
Thank goodness. Yeah, for the first 3 years, it was a morning race, and we decided to switch it up last year, and I think a lot of people really appreciate that, especially in April, because the weather's very iffy in April.
Yeah,
it's either freezing cold or it's not.
We've had some dodgy mornings up there.
Yeah, I volunteered for this race two times before I started planning it, and I didn't like it, to be honest, because it was in April. And out on the taxiway, if it is windy, it is like gusty, horrible wind, and I froze to death for 2 years. I also want to say that it is a big bang for your buck to register for this one. Right now, tickets are at 40. They will go up to 45 race week.
Okay.
But we do a really nice shirt that is our main gift giveaway for this. I've seen a lot of people wear this shirt around town. We all get shirts when we do events or races, but this is one that's a good quality one. And if you're a runner, I think it's made for running. Our medals are also top notch. We always do something fun with the airplane and they look really lovely. And then we also, our giveaways, our awards this year are travel bags. We've always done something that is travel centric. So this year they are travel bags, and then we will have also raffle prizes that we're giving away. And I can tell you, as of now, I've got several really good restaurant certificates, certificates for ice cream, gym memberships. So, you know, when you spend that $40, $45 in giving back to the community, you get you walk away with a lot as well.
It's very, very cool. It's a very unique race, and it is coming up rapidly, though. So get your tickets and save some bucks. Saturday, April 26th. A race from 5 until 6. The 5K on the runway, the fifth annual 5K on the runway. If you visit unitedwaycv.org and go to the events page or 5K, and then what's the other one that is direct to register? I know it's on Run Sign Up as well. If you go to runsignup.com,
yes, do that.
Yeah, okay. You can do that. Race VA Lynchburg United Way Airport. Just go to unitedwaycv.org.
Yeah, that just get on the events page,
so much
y'all.
Easier.
Just get on the events page. Yeah. And I also want to say our t-shirt deadline to secure your actual size is April 2nd. So it's now or never.
All right, so otherwise we're going to stuff ourselves in like a sausage.
You're going to get what you get.
Yep. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. Folks, if you want to learn more about making a donation or even volunteering, do you guys need volunteers for this?
Oh, my gosh. That is something we did not mention. And yes, please. Okay. We usually have 70 volunteers for this event.
All right.
And I would say I have 25 right now. So that is a huge area where we could use support. It's a super fun. You also get a shirt if you're a volunteer as well. We'll have snacks and things there. But it's, you know, it's only a 3 or 4 hour time commitment. A lot of these events ask you to be there for a full day. So hear that. And it's super fun. What we need the most of is race marshals that actually stand out on the runway and just make sure people are going in the right direction. So it's super easy as well.
Now, do I get one of those things that I can get the planes to go and then I'll do this?
That's what I want.
No, that's Chris is going to do.
But you
that.
Are the MC,
yes.
So
yeah, I am.
But you get nothing.
I get nothing. Yeah. I might get a shirt.
You can stand there.
I might have to squeeze myself
your microphone
into it.
And yeah. And I think your shirt deadline's passed.
Oh well. All right. It is the Mike Show. Thank you guys. Way Wednesday edition coming up. A little bit later on, we have your audio vault, so stay tuned for that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia's 5K on the Runway. It's the fifth annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips, viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Let's go to viral videos. a woman got into an argument recently with an airline employee. This is happening way, way too much. Because she was trying to fit her medium-sized dog into a cat carrier that was way, way too small for the dog. In order to prove her point, the woman put the poor dog into the tiny carrier and zipped it shut. But the airline employee wasn't having any of it.
So you can't fly like that. That's what I'm saying. The dog has to be able to move full circle, which she cannot do in that carrier.
She's trying to.
You even said it right now. She cannot.
She just
But did. You just even said it. You even admitted she cannot.
Yes, she can.
You just said it. She can't, though. So therefore,
yes, I said she could.
So therefore, I am the supervisor on duty. That dog is probably too big to be in a carrier, especially in the carrier like that.
She can, though, move around.
All right. So the carrier has a lot of ventilation, but the dog, possibly a golden doodle, looks like it wanted to get out more than being in that tight bag. 23andMe's website crashed Monday night as customers rushed to delete their DNA info. The company filed for bankruptcy this week. Here is the California Attorney General, Rob Bonta, talking about why he would delete the data on their website.
I'm the California Attorney General. I'm also a consumer. It's a decision that's best for me to delete today. The private sensitive data and information of 14 million consumers who have used 23andMe could get into the wrong hands.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. What is this? San Diego, or as it's also known, San Diego. It means a whale's, but never mind. It became the first city to ban digital-only coupons at grocery stores. Officials say having to download an app isn't fair to people who might not be able to, including seniors. Here's council member Sean Aloe Vera and council member Marnie Von Wilpert on banning digital-only coupons.
These are not savings. They're schemes.
I was just buying toilet paper the other day, and it was a $5 discount if you had the digital coupon. Now, to get that coupon, I had to first download an app for Vons. Then I had to sign up for an account. Then I had to scan the proper code to get the digital coupon. And once I was at the cash register, she had to manipulate my phone to figure out where the barcode was. This is ridiculous.
Uh-huh. There are some concerns being raised over the waters that will host rowing events during the 2032 Brisbane Olympics. Now, why? Well, experts are saying that the area the events would be taking place in are infested with crocodiles. Here's crocodile expert John Lever talking about the issue.
Yeah, there are crocs there. There's no doubt about it. And there's been a few removed in the last few years. I caught my first croc in the Fitzroy in 1982, just shortly after we'd started here, and that had just eaten a farmer's dog, and he was a bit upset about that. And this is all within the recreational area of Rocky. So something needs to be done about ensuring that people can still recreate in that area.
I'm so happy to hear Paul Hogan. All right. What is this? Do you want iced tea? No, not the drink. The man. Do you want iced tea to say happy birthday to you or someone you love? Well, he's the latest celebrity to do personalized greeting e-cards with American Greetings. In the video, he's an alter ego. He's Nice Tea, surrounded by wrapped gifts and wearing a purple cardigan sweater.
The days go by faster and faster.
Oh, wait. What is this? Okay, I thought this. I thought we were going to have iced tea. All right. So, Dolly Parton began doing these for American Greetings. So that's why we had the song. Really? Oh, man. All right. Sorry, guys. Oh, who else has done it? Kevin Bacon, Martin Short, Lainey Wilson, Shaq. Skip ahead. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Jesse Elias on Happy Meal Toys.
I grew up near the city of San Francisco, and a while back they passed a law banning the sale of Happy Meal Toys. They're like, we don't want kids getting fat on junk food. So they outlawed the part of the Happy Meal kids don't eat. Like, to me, what they're saying with that law is they're like, we don't want kids getting fat on junk food, unless that's what they're really about. No posers. Doing this because you like burgers, not because you like a bug's life. I was a poser, man. I ate the food just because I wanted the toy, you know? They're like, collect all six. But it's hard because each time it's random which one you get, you know? It's like, Penguin driving his umbrella car for the third time in a row. I wanted the Batmobile, damn it. I think they make more of the unpopular characters on purpose just to keep the kids coming back trying to get the one they want, you know? Like, future historians are going to dig up all this non-biodegradable crap we leave behind, and they're going to think the raccoon was the main character of Pocahontas.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and go ahead. Give it a nice firm tug. Keep all that sound inside. And I wanted to make mention, I am going to be going and seeing Dr. Rick Jaminet yet again today. And he's making incredible progress at Timberlake Chiropractic with my sciatica issue. I've been able to get some pretty decent night sleeps. It comes and goes a little bit, but man, oh man, I have noticed a vast, vast improvement in just a week. 1 week of having adjustments at Timberlake Chiropractic, I am feeling so much better. So I'm going to go see Rick again today, and I encourage you if you're having back or neck pain issues, really pain anywhere can be solved through chiropractics and other. Methods. I'm not a big pharmaceutical guy. I try and stay away from anything. Maybe an aspirin. Maybe something herbal. But and beer, of course. Beer is medicinal, isn't it? It's medicinal. It's been around for 5,000 years, so it's got to be good, right? But other than that, I can't imagine. You know, taking a bunch of pills or getting shots or having surgery it's freaking me out. But Dr. Rick Jaminet has really taken the time to isolate the problem, really identify what the situation is. He's given me a whole range of treatment options, and it is working. I'm going to give Rick a big dinger. So thank you so much. I'm going to go see him today, and I encourage you to as well. Just look up Timberlake Chiropractic. All right, coming up, we are going to get stupid to wrap up the show with your stupid criminals in Dot News, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. Here. A woman in Florida is facing charges for robbing a Dairy Queen at gunpoint and stealing only a buck 50. 44-year-old Allison Fetting allegedly flashed a gun at a Dairy Queen near Fort Lauderdale, I guess at an employee, that and told the cashier to give her all the money in the register, but she didn't get it. So she grabbed what she could from the tip jar. A buck 50. It happened way back in February of 2024, and they arrested her the next day, but they just charged her on Friday. So that's why we're hearing about it now. She was already in jail for several other armed robberies and for drugs. She was set to be arraigned for the buck 50 theft sometime today. What is this? Do we have sound on this?
DQ. Happy. Tastes good.
Okay. Thanks. Do we have another one? I think we have another one. Thought we had another one. I'll scroll. 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 No. We will tell you about some good news that we have, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A single engine plane went missing in Alaska on Sunday with a pilot and two kids on board, but a bunch of other pilots went looking for them and found them alive the next morning after being stranded for 12 hours. Here's one of the Good Samaritans, Dale Eicher, talking about helping out in the rescue effort.
I saw the Facebook post about the missing plane, decided to go look for it. So I was probably halfway there. I had barely even started looking, and somebody came on the radio and said that they found them and they were alive. They were walking around. So I called the troopers immediately because I was still in self-service, and I knew there was a really good chance that the guy that had found them was not in self-service. Got him the info. Got the C-130 out there and got the helicopter.
And there you go. That's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, it's their United Way 5K on the runway. It's the fifth annual United Way 5K on the runway taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Where does he think he's going? When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.